I don't think there's any question about it. We have the capacity of really doing a lot of things. Now, I think, now in all honesty, I think that our ability to really respond has been dramatically hurt by that so-called USA Freedom Act, which took the metadata program away from NSA and put it in the hands of all the various telecom companies. To me, that was one of the worst things that that has been done. And we're going to wind up without having the metadata that we might that might help connect us to people who are, you know, who are susceptible to being terrorists in our society.
Senator Hatch, does this start at the top? I know a lot of people were criticizing President Obama, I believe, for his, you know, almost 50-something seconds addressing the attacks yesterday in Cuba. Do you feel like he needs to be doing more about this?
Well, first of all, I don't think he should be in Cuba. You know, these people are tyrants. They beat up the people who assert their rights. And frankly, I think, you know, I know a lot of people might differ with me, but I think the vast majority of Americans do not want to reward tyrants who put good people in jail for no good reason at all. But being down there and putting so little time into what's happened is a matter of great concern. Of course, in all fair respects to the president, you know, he has a huge contingent of people who are working on these issues, so that, and he has to depend on them as well. So I don't mean to just dump all over the president, but I was not very happy about him going to Cuba to begin with.
Are we as vulnerable here in this country, Senator, as they were in Brussels and perhaps are in Europe in general?
Well, Europe is having the bulk of these. We've had some here, but we've been able to interdict them because we had the tools to do so. The answer to that is yes, we're vulnerable, and if we don't carefully scrutinize every person who comes into this country, we're going to have a lot of trouble here in the future. And you know, these people are fanatics, you know, and they seem to appeal to younger people who turn out to be fanatics as well. And we've got to find some way of just counteracting them in every way, shape, and form. I have to say that our federal bureaucrats, CIA and other areas that are top secret areas, are doing the best they can. We've hampered them somewhat by taking away the metadata that allows them to connect, various phone calls from overseas with phone calls here that are suspicious. And I think we've made ourselves more exposed to this type of activity.
Quickly here, Senator, I want to switch topics briefly, of course, talking about Senator Ted Cruz getting the big win in Utah. You supported Marco Rubio, did you not?
I sure did. Well, first I supported Jeb Bush. So my support is a kiss of death because both of them lost.
What's your take on Cruz winning Utah?
Well, I expected Ted to win Utah, and he's run a very tough, strong campaign. There's no question about it. But so is Donald Trump, and I think the reason a lot of people are supporting Cruz right now, and they could accomplish the same thing if they supported Kasich, is to try and get this into a convention where, you know, you can really pick the very best Republican to run for president, whoever that may be.
Do you think that might be Senator Ted Cruz? Could Senator Ted Cruz be the nominee for the Republican Party?
Well, he certainly could, and he would certainly be in the running, but that would give them a wide ability to pick the very best person we possibly could to run for president. And that could be that might even be somebody other than the three remaining candidates.